Well, good morning, all you coffee shop drinkers. What a great privilege it is to be here this morning with you all. I have a new topic this morning. Who were the 12 disciples or apostles of Jesus? And that's what we're going to be studying today, but I'd like to open with a word of prayer right before we get started. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for you, for your great love, for giving us Jesus, your son, to die for us in our place. We love you so much. We love Jesus so much. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, that Jesus gave us to indwell inside of us Christians, to keep us in the straight and narrow path. We thank you for that also. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Well, in starting off here, who were the 12 disciples or apostles of Jesus? Well, the 12 closest friends of Jesus were called 12 disciples. Well, the term disciple or apostle means that a person is a representative, ambassador, or delegate of someone else. Not all disciples are called apostles in the Bible, but all apostles are disciples. That somewhat depends upon how you define Paul the apostle. Well, let's take a quick look at the 12 original apostles of Jesus Christ. And we've got that here in alphabetical order. And we'll start off with the first one is Andrew. Andrew was a disciple of John the Baptist before he joined with Jesus, found in John 1:35-40. And it says in the scriptures, again, the next day, John stood with the two of his disciples, and looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus, seeing them following, said to them, "What do you seek?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying and remained with him that day. Now it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was who Andrew was. Now let's go on to look about Bartholomew or Nathaniel, either one we could call that. Bartholomew or Nathaniel was praised by Jesus as being a Jew without guile. Found in John 1:47, Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no deceit." Wow, that's amazing how Christ Jesus can just read the heart of us all. It's amazing. Well, let's continue on and look at James the Elder or James the Great, because there's two James of Jesus' disciples in the Bible. James is one of the two sons of Zebedee, also known as the sons of thunder. Peter, James, and John made up the three closest friends of Jesus. While James seems to be a prominent figure in the personal life of Jesus, we know little about him. When he is mentioned in the Bible, he is always mentioned along with his brother John. He was beheaded by Herod, and we find in Acts 12:1. Now, about that same time, Herod the king stretched out his hand to harass some of the church. Then he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And you know, most of the disciples, except for the exception of a few, had some pretty horrible deaths, you know, by following Jesus Christ and the persecutions that they did get along the way. So that was a horrible thing that happened. Now let's look at James the Younger or James the Lesser, as the Bible talks about it. This James was a son of Alphaeus. He lived in Galilee and was a brother to the apostle Jude. Matthew the tax collector may have been your brother. This is the James who probably wrote the Epistle of James, though that is not disputed this day against some Bible scholars. Did he really write it or not? You know, we look in there at talking about James the Lesser in Mark 3:17. James the son of Zebedee and John, the brother of James, to whom he gave the name Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder. Now, I don't know if I spelled that properly, spoke that properly, but some of these Jewish names are a little bit hard to understand. Then we continue on with John the Beloved. John is the brother of James, the elder and son of Zebedee. He was known as the beloved disciple. He wrote the books of John, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, and Revelation. He was the last of the apostles to die. Though there were attempts to mortar him, he lived into an old age. And I'm assuming, I believe, that John died of old age and he wasn't killed. Now go on looking at Judas Iscariot. Judas was a treasurer among Jesus and his disciples. He was also a traitor who betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. Judas was from Judah, whereas the other disciples were from Galilee. Talking about Judas in John 12:6. This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box, and he used to take what was put in it, of course, and use it for himself. And, you know, it goes on to say that Judas, at the very last, I don't think he repented, but he took the 30 pieces of silver, as the scripture said, and threw them back at the Pharisees, and then he went and hanged himself. So I don't think Judas, of course, we don't know what Judas said at his very last moment. Jesus could have forgave him. He could have forgave him, even though he had him put to death. We have served an amazing Lord. Amazing Lord. Now let's look at Jude or Thaddeus. He was a brother of James the Younger and the author of the book of Jude. He was known by several names. One is Judas, not Iscariot. Not Iscariot. We find this in John 14:22, where it says, Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? That's a pretty awesome question. Pretty awesome question. Now we look at the next apostle. Is the apostle Matthew. Matthew, unlike the other disciples who were fishermen, he was a tax collector, also known as a publican. He is sometimes called Levi in the Bible, found in Mark 2:14. Now we look at Peter. Simon Peter was a brother to Andrew. He was the most outspoken of the disciples with the brothers James, John. He made up the third of the inner circle of Jesus' closest disciples. He probably wrote 1 and 2 Peter, his Greek name Simon, and Arabic name Cephas. Both mean rock. You know, when the scripture says, I will build my church upon a rock, when he's talking about Peter, no, Peter is a rock in the scriptures. But also, Peter had a very bad temper, very hot-headed man. After Jesus' ascension to heaven, Peter became the dominant leader of the disciples. Throughout the first part of the book of Acts, he is the fiery preacher among the Jews. The last part of the book is dominated by Paul in his outreach. And you know, Peter, speaking of him, what a great apostle he was. But he was put to death, the last of his life, and he said he wasn't worthy to hang like Jesus on a cross, so they crucified him upside down. Amazing, amazing man, wasn't he? Well, let's look at Philip. Philip, like the other disciples, except Matthew, Philip was a fisherman. He seemed to have a missionary heart. He preached boldly in the desert to one eunuch man and led him to Christ. And that touches my heart because that one soul, you know, Philip was saving hundreds, if not thousands, where he was preaching. And the scriptures tells us that, and God called him away into the wilderness. There he found that one man, that eunuch, and he preached the gospel and saved that one soul. That one soul is very important to God. That one soul. Simon the Zealot. This is the other Simon besides Peter, who was a disciple of Jesus. He was a Canaanite. Mark 3:18 speaks of him. Though we do not know much about him, we know that the Zebulots were a financial Jewish naturalist group, the Zealots. They hated Roman rule and were devoted to Jewish law. And the last disciple we want to look at is Thomas. Today, sometimes called Doubting Thomas, was also known by his Greek name Didymus. He is known as Doubting Thomas because of his proclamation that he would not believe that Christ had risen from the dead unless he placed his finger in his side and saw the nail prints in Jesus' hands. Jesus did not criticize Thomas for this. However, Jesus pointed out that through Thomas had the chance to see and touch Jesus, there were by many who would come after Thomas who would believe, though they did not see Jesus in the flesh. You know, we look at this in John 20, 24 through 29, where it says, "Now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, 'We have seen the Lord.' So he said to them, 'Unless I see his hand print and the nails and put my finger into the print of the nails, and you put your hand into his side, I will not believe.' And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, 'Peace to you.' Then he said to Thomas, 'Reach your finger here and look at my hands, and reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, believing.' And Thomas answered and said to him, 'My Lord, my God.' Jesus said to him, 'Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.'" You know, we have not seen, but yet we have believed. Christ Jesus said we are blessed to him because of this. You know, we serve an amazing Lord, and I hope that shed a little bit of light on what the apostles were like back in the day. I hope it did. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you for allowing me to share this message amongst our coffee shop members today. We just ask blessings upon them, and I say thank you, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.